Okay, Chefra, we're up to Simen Sadi Beis Se'if Ches, which is the famous din of Zaya. And the Shaila, of course, that we'll deal with is how does a person go about using the same oven for Milchiks and Fleishiks? Now, just to remind you, hope you can hear me back there, just to remind you, that Zeya and Recha are two different things, right? Recha means that I'm cooking two items simultaneously. I'm cooking them at the same time. Zeya means that I am cooking one item after the other, right? So Recha was our discussion in Simen Kufches, right? And Recha got us involved in big ovens and little ovens and vented ovens, etc. Zeya, l'cha'ora, has no kesher to that din, although what we'll see is that there are some who conflate the terms, but bepashtus, Recha and Zeya are two totally separate things. Correct? Makar for Zeya. What's the source of this din? Again, the Mechaber tells us that machas of cholov that's put in the kira, so the zeya goes up and it's nivla in the pot and makes it usser. What is the source of that? So if the gra in Sifkatin Lamites points out two different makoros. One makor is actually in the Beis Yosef. Right, and that's the makar in the Tshuvas HaRash. The Tshuvas HaRash is Klal Chaf Simin Chaf Vav, I believe. Right, that's the Klal Chaf Simin Chaf Vav in the Tshuvas HaRash. And that makar basically has a Mishnah in Achshirin, where the Mishnah tells me that the mashkin, the steam of the merchatz has the din of the merchatz. And if it's a tamei steam, so it's going to be machshir bein ladas bein shelo ladas. If it's tahar steam, it's only going to be machshir ladas. Right? That is the Mishnah in Machshirin in the second parak. So that's one makar for the din of zeya. However, the Goyin points out, right, that he thinks that there's a better makar. If you read this Goyin, my understanding is that the first thing that the Goyin quotes is more ikker than the second thing. He writes about this din of Zeya, kanal sif beis, zibikisa hevekinier, shehevel mispashet bekulo, uki ilu kulo b'taycha reitav. No? The Goyin is saying that in the case that we had at the beginning of the Simen, when the tipas cholov falls on the chaticha, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ri about how much of the chaticha is inside the rotav, how much is not inside the rotav. But be it as it may, right? The Gemara says if it's near v'kisa, if you cover the pot or you stir it, so then everything is mitzdarif. It's not like the Tipas Cholov is only on this piece of meat. Everything is mitzdarif. Now, why is that? Why is everything mitzdarif? So he quotes from the Gemara that the Hevel is mispashik bekulo uki ilu kulo b'taycha reitav. He quotes that the lumdus of kisa is when you cover the pot, so the steam goes throughout the pot, and it's ki'ilu, everything is inside the it's ki'ilu, everything is inside the rotav. No? That's what the Gon is saying is a makar for the din of Zeya. Now, Leman Ha'emes, if we would look in Rashi in Chulin, right, and we encountered this Rashi way back when. Rashi never said hevel. Rashi never said steam. Right, Rashi's lashon. If you pull out a chulon somewhere, right, Rashi's lashon on that Gemara in chulon
is that the Mayim is Olin Mamayla. How can that be a Gemara Olin? Everyone's in the corner?
Right, thank you. Right, Rashi's lashon and Kulin Kufes is that the Mayim goes up, no? Hamechas also mipnei mehashulayim olanad peh v'yarden. The Mayim goes up. The Goyin is saying the Pashtus in that sugya, that Kisa is not that the pot becomes so boiling that you mamish have water going up, it's that there is steam, no? Which is an easier mitzias, but one could argue in Kenem HaDevarim that Rashi in fact is saying that there is no such din as Zeya, Hevel, whatever the term is, no? There's zero such din. Because Rashi goes out of his way to point out the Mayim is Olin Lamayla. He doesn't say the Hevel or the Zeya.
That could be because the steam is not going to be enough to get the actual milk that's been into the rest of the liquid.
But if, one second, if the Rush is correct, that the Zeya of a substance has the same status as a substance, so just like the steam is liquid, is gas rotov, right? So it's going to draw it all out. Mehecha tesi, there would be such a distinction.
Would that be only by bleah instead of...
Whoa. But this case is a bleah, right? There's
Tipas
cholov falls in, yeah.
So maybe the reason why I need the actual liquid stuff is that the water goes above the piece of meat to bring the milk
to make it kulay tocha rotov.
So that the milk that's been on top of the meat will get a liquid.
But why, again, but why do I need that the water is ola, even if, right, if steam is dino ka water?
I'm not a country nature. I don't know if steam's not going to get the milk to spread out.
Why not? Right, the whole din is that I want that the meat is ki'ilu all submerged in the liquid. Right? So Rashi says that it bubbles up and then it's submerged in the liquid. Who had in? If it steams up, it's all submerged in the liquid because the steam is, right? The teretz is l'cha'ora that Rashi denies the din of Zeya klal v'ikar. This is not Ezra Schwartz's chiddush. This chiddush was the Mishkanus Yankiv, the Rav of Karlin. Yerideya, Chelek Yerideya, Simon Lamed Dalan, the Mishkanus Yaakov. The Mishkanus Yaakov discusses the Zeya, does it have the status of Cholav, does it have the status of Yayin Nesach, etc. So the Mishkanus Yaakov says, in his opinion, Zeya is halachically not significant. He brings a raya from the Tshuvas HaRivash. The Rivash Tainas, that if I have whiskey, the way you make whiskey is it goes through a process of fermentation, no? Fermenting means that effectively it goes from being a liquid to becoming a gas, and then it comes back down after, no? That's, in a nutshell, what fermentation is. So the Rivash writes that he thinks that whiskey that's made out of stam yenom is going to be usser. Because Stam Yenom has a status of Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is considered that the Afer is Asar. The halacha is that the Afer of Avodah Zarah is going to be Asar. So that's why the whiskey that's made of Stam Yenom is going to be Asar. But whiskey from Chametz B'Pesach, or any iser achila, anything that's not afaran usr, anything that the afer is going to be mutter, the Mishkanus Yaakov says there is zero din of zeya. I think this is quoted in the Art Grow Kashrus book in a footnote, and it says something effective, no one holds like the Mishkanus Yaakov, no? But the Mishkanus Yaakov basically is arguing on Shulchan Aruch. He says the Rivash Tainas that there is no such din as zeya. By Basar B'Cholof, let's say. The Tshuvas HaRosh says that there is. Zuck the Rivash, Zuck the Mishkanes Yaakov, you have a machlaikis between the Rush and the Rivash. He thinks the Rivash makes more sense than the Rush. Bifrat, that Rashi and Chulin Kufches agrees with the Rivash. That's a Mishkanes Yaakov's tshuva. Good? But obviously, Ladina, we don't accept this Mishkanes Yaakov, no? Ladina, we assume that the Zeya has a status of being Usur. And we have two Makoros. One Makar is the din of Nir Vakisa that we mentioned earlier. That's one possible Makar. And the other possible Makar that we have is this Chuvas Hara Rivash, is the Chuvas Harash about the Merachatz. Now, one could argue that there's a nafgamina based on which of these makoros I really hold of. Is it based on the din of the Chuvas Harash, the Mishnah Machshirin, or is it based on Nier Vekisa? You see, there is a Shmua out there, which is not 100% correct. You know, Rav Shachter is sometimes the world's biggest machmer and stuff, and sometimes Rav Shachter is very makel, correct? So Rav Shechter, it's well known that he says that you're allowed to use the same oven for Mochix and Fleishix, one right after the other, provided the oven cools down between. You don't have to wait 24 hours, no nothing. And we'll try to define exactly what Rav Shechter says in a minute. But the Shmua goes that Rav Shechter says that there's no real din of Zeya. There's only a din of Hevel. In other words, that only if you have a really thick steam is there going to be a problem. If the steam is not so thick, right? Thick steam of Shechter's Nusach is, it's like pea soup. It's mamish thick. Only then is it a problem. But if it's not like a thick steam, if it's just some droplets, so Rav Shechter says that's not called Zeya in Shulchan Aruch. So when I have milk in an oven and it goes up, unless you can mamish see it, unless it's nearer like inayim, Rav Shechter says it's not going to be a problem. In other words, Rav Shechter holds that there's a din, according to the Shmua, that there's a din of Hevel, not Zeya. Lucha Ora, and Rabbi Jachter, in his article in the RJJ journal about the use of the same oven for meat and dairy, Rabbi Jachter points out that the Lashon of the Bir Hagra, when he quotes the first opinion of Hevel, when he quotes the opinion that's based on Nir Vakisa, that sounds like the din of Hevel. That might be a thicker steam. In the case of the Merchatz, you don't get the impression that the steam is particularly thick. The Lashon of the Mishnah Nachshirin is that the steam is not really thick. The Mishnah Machshirin, you don't get the impression that's like a very thick steam. Is that the Zeya is Kamoso. End of discussion. That's a din of Zeya. That's not a din of Hevel. So one possible nafgamina, again, assuming that there is a din, right, which is against Rashi, who says Mayim, but if there is a din, so then we could clear, is it a din in Hevel, or is it a din in Zeya? And one nafgamina might be what we said. Now, I should point out that if you read the Mishkanes Yaakov in his tshuva, the Mishkanes Yaakov sounds like he's arguing against a din of what we would call Zeya. You could possibly argue that even the Mishkanes Yaakov, who's the world's biggest makel here, would be machmir on what we're calling Hevel. It's possible. Again, you have to read the Mishkan Yaakov. I notice now that there's actually a Mishkan Yaakov here in this base medrash also. If anyone wants another copy, I wouldn't have stolen the one from the other base medrash. But if you read the Mishkan Yaakov, I think that's a possible Myra Makim. Now, other Makoros, or other Nafkaminas between these approaches, might be as follows. With respect to the halacha of Recha in Simin Kufches, so we saw a din that when there is an escape hatch, it's not going to be a problem. Correct? One of the dinim of Recha is that it's only a problem when the area is contained. But if you have an opening, so there's no din of Recha. In the tshuva of the Bach, the Bach writes, I had those sheets before. So in the tshuva of the Bach that Rabbi Kiva Eger here points out, this is a tshuva of Bach HaChadosh or Simen Chof Dalet. The Bach says, regarding this tshuva's harosh that's paskind in the tshuva's hadeshen and makes it to the Ramah, he says that he thinks there's no real raya from Shas to it. That's point one. And then he says, well, you know what? I think you could be makel based on, you can makel because there's an escape hatch. And if we're makel le'inyan recha, which has a source in Shas, so you should also be makel le'inyan zeya. However, zok the Bach, I can't be makel on this bishofi. I can't be makel entirely because ultimately I'm going against a trumas hadeshan, etc. I don't want to do that. But what I will say is that you can be makel if it's a suffix, whether it's yad soledes and there's an escape hatch. And that's exactly the way the Rebbe Kiva Eger quotes the Bach. If it's makayim that the Zeya can't be mispashed, it's going to be usher if it's a suffik yad soledes. But if the Zeya can be mispashed, it's going to be mutter. One could argue that if the makar hadavar of Zeya, hevel, whatever you want to call it, is from the Mishnah Imach Shirin, so of course it's an escape hatch over there, no? It's a bathhouse. Look at bathhouses. Of course it's a place where the steam could get out. But if the makar hadavar is in the pot, that the pot is covered, so then there's no escape hatch at all. Perhaps that's another way of dissecting this. Another nafkamina might be the Mishnah in Machshirin is talking about the Zeya of Mashkin. Remember, we're dealing with the halacha of what is machshir lekabel tumah. When I'm dealing with the halacha of what's machshir lekabel tumah, so only mashkin is machshir lekabel tumah. If it's not a mashke, it's not machshir. If it's not, right, solids are not machshir lekabel tumah at all. Consequently, I could argue that if the source of this halacha is from the Mishnah in Machshirin, this halacha is limited to Mashkin. But if the source is from the Kisui HaKedera, so then I would tell you that even by Ochlim it's going to be a problem. Ayin Pischei Tshuva, no? Ayin Pischei Tshuva here. Where's my Pischei Tshuva? The Pischei Tshuva quotes the Prima Godem in Hanhages Horas Isser Veheter that the din is Davka Zeyas Mashkin Kamohu Abo Ochlim. And even if it's an Eichol like Chilav Hamahutach, Chilav Hamahutach is like Pacha. You know what I'm talking about? Awful. Right? Thank you. Worst stuff ever. But Chilav Hamahutach is Dino Ki Eichlim, not Mashkin. Right, because it began as an ochel. The point is, the Prima Godim Tainas, that maybe there's no such din as Zeya from ochel. Maybe there's a din of Zeya only from Mashkin. I think that'd be true if the Makar HaDavar comes from the Makar HaDavar comes from the Mishnah in Machshirin. But if the Makar HaDavar comes from Nir V'Kisa, comes from covering the pot, so then Yesh Makom Lomar, that Makar HaDavar comes from covering the pot, saying Yesh Makom Lomar, that even an Eichel, if it's producing Hevel, is going to be a problem. Now, in the Tshuvas of Igris Moshe, right, in Simin Mem, I believe, right, so in Reb Moshe's Tshuva, Reb Moshe argues that this halacha, that there's no Zeya from Ochlin, there's only Zeya from Mashkim, is not an absolute rule. It's just that the Metzius is that most often Ochlin don't give off steam. But Lu Yitzui, if there would be steam, right, it would be a problem. What we are arguing potentially in theory is that there might be a categorical exemption of Eichlem from the din of Zeya, because the whole Makar of Zeya is a Mishnah Machshirin, we're talking about Hechshel Kabel Tuma, and it's a Dover Pasha. The Hechshel Kabel Tuma is true only on Mashkin, not on Ochlin. Right? Which is also something that's worth thinking about. Bekitzur hamaaseh, how should a person go about setting up their kitchen with ovens, etc.? Now, there are different approaches in Judaism, obviously. We could start min ha-chomor el ha-kal. The biggest machmir in Judaism that we know of is Reb Feivel Cohen. Right? So Reb Feivel Tainas that you should not even have the same oven racks for milchiks and fleishiks, just like what we spoke about yesterday, because the din of balua is that it can go mikli l'kli l'chatzchila v'choshesh, that if my oven rack is fleishik, it's going to fleish up my milchik pat that's in my oven. Reb Feivel basically says you should have separate grates. Not only should I have separate grates, l'cha'ora, I should have separate racks in my oven, and my oven is going to be milchik or fleishik. I have to be machmir not to use the same oven, ideally for milchik and fleishiks. So the l'chatzchila thing is buy two ovens, live in the Five Towns, mitzvah l'chatzchila. No, I shouldn't make jokes. Like tonight, my parents being honored by their show in the Five Towns. I have to like make sure I don't say any of these jokes. But at the same, got to be careful, right? Riverdale's not much better, big man. Okay, now that is the shita of Reb Feivel. Reb Moshe assumes that the oven becomes either milchiks or fleishiks, but Moshe is not choshish even mechatzchila that bli is going to go mekli or kli below relative, right? Therefore, Moshe is going to say is I could designate my oven as a fleishik oven, or designate my oven as a milchik oven. Whenever you cook the other type, make sure it's covered. I think this is a pretty standard approach. I think in the Art Scroll book, this is what they recommend, that you choose one gender for the oven, and that's how you do it. That's how you do it. Now, Reb Moshe's idea of choosing one gender for the oven is actually interesting in the reverse sort of way. Let's say I buy a house that had a treif oven, no? How do I kosher that oven? So Reb Moshe is of the opinion, and this is not exactly what we're discussing, but it's related to sugya, that bliya al yedei zeya is the same as bliya al yedei direct contact with meat. Let's say I would be cooking a pig, right? So if the pig is on the floor of the oven, so the iser is nivla into the oven directly, and you would need libun gomor to kasher it. You have to use a blowtorch and have the sparks come out of it. Nitzotzes nitzin heimenu. Zakt Reb Moshe, that's when you kasher an oven. And even though the oven only became treif al yedei zeya, Reb Moshe says zeya is the same thing as becoming treif al yedei the guf ha-iser. Zaya means it's becoming treif, right? From the, right? Because the Zaya of the Chazer is the same as the Chazer. So therefore, the only way to kasher an oven according to Moshe is Libun Gomor. Our ovens on the heights you can't do Libun Gomor with. Reb Moshe says that what you could do for Pesach is you need a box, a separate Pesach box, no? You're not really cooking in the regular oven. Because he's treating chametz like it's Yisur Rebola. And the only way to kasher the oven is Ayde Libun Gomor. To do Libun Gomor in the regular oven will like almost not possible, right? Therefore, I'm not talking about self-cleaning ovens, a regular oven. Therefore, if Moshe says, oven box. Reb Aaron Kotler is of the opinion, it's quoted by Rabbi Eider in his Hilchos Pesach book, which is over here on the shelf somewhere. So, I think down there. So Reb Aaron Kotler says that if I have an oven that is like a pizza oven, where I put the treif directly on the oven, so then you need Libun Gomor and a Hanami. If it's mamish treif directly on the oven, you need Libun Gomor. But Blia Ayidei Zeya, Reb Aaron Kotler says, is not the same as Blia Ayidei the Gufa Isser. Zeya and Gufa Isser are slightly different, and therefore if Aaron Kotler is Mekal, if I buy a treif oven, I can kasher it with what we call Libun Kal, which is that you turn the oven up to the highest possible temperature, which is usually 550 Fahrenheit. And you leave it there for an hour, that will kasher it. Even if it's a treif oven. Reb Aaron says I can kasher it that way. Moron Hagridas, right, the Rav. So the Rav felt that I could kasher my oven for Pesach by turning it up to the highest. But to kasher my oven from treif, I need Libun Gomor. Now, as the Rav is saying that the Zeya, like Reb Moshe, is considered like Gufa Isser, but Chametz on Pesach is called Hetera Bala, not Isura Bala, because it's called Hetera Bala, by Akikashra, just Ayde Libun Kal, which is the same as Hagala throughout Shulchan Aruch. So far, so good? So let's go back. How do I use my oven for Milchiks and Fleishiks? So I use my oven, according to Reb Feivel, don't. According to Reb Moshe, cover one gender. Reb Aaron Lichtenstein, Zechron Levracha, used to say that you can kasher, that you can use oven for Milchiks and Fleishiks by just waiting 24 hours between. If I wait 24 hours, I shouldn't say I can kasher it. Right? If you wait 24 hours between cooking milk and meat in the same oven, it's going to be okay. The basic cheshbon is that becomes nosin tan lefgam. Apparently, he's not really worried that there's going to be any be'en droplets on the top of the oven, no? And therefore, you wait 24 hours, that's going to be enough. In a microwave, when there's going to be be'en droplets, it's more likely the microwave really steams up, so then you have to actually clean it out. But if not, all you have to do is wait 24 hours. The concern is that the kosher food that I'm cooking is going to go up and draw out the iser that's embedded in the top of this oven. So waiting 24 hours makes it nice and time of gum. Mr. Unger.
Without kashering?
Without kashering. Even without kashering, according to Rav. If I want to use it within 24 hours, I kasher it. Usually we don't kasher from mochiks to fleishiks, like we saw the prima godim at the end of Peites. But for ovens, based on a variety of factors, largely because the oven might not be treif at all, we'll talk about that in a second, so it's going to be okay. Rav Shechter Shlita holds, you can use the oven for milchiks and fleishiks, one right after the other, providing that it's clean. You clean it off. You don't have to worry that the item that I'm cooking now is going to go up to the top, draw out the iser that's embedded in the oven, and bring it back down into my food. Zuck Rav Shechter, I'm not worried about that. Now, right, it's not only Rav Shechter who holds this way. Rav Mordechai Gifter, who was a Talmud of our yeshiva, before he went elsewhere. Rav Gifter, when he was Nifter, I think Rabbi Baruch Hirschfeld, who's a Rosh Kollel in Cleveland, published his halachic psukim, and one of them is that Rav Gifter said you can use the same oven for milchiks and fleishiks one after the other. But Rav Gifter gave a slightly different reason than Rav Schachter. Va'afareish et sichati. Okay, let's go like this. The Shmua is, which is not really correct, but the Shmua is that Rav Schachter holds that Zeya is not a problem, only Hevel is not a problem. That's not really what Rav Schachter says. Rav Schachter feels that Zeya is a problem, but I'm not choshesh that the Zeya is going to go up and come back down. The Hevel, I am choshesh, will go up and come back down. I know this because Rav Schachter wrote it. It is in the OU Psukim, K36. Right here. This is Rav Schachter's tshuva about the ovens. He begins, Shochnach Yerdeh, Sadi Beis, Efches, right? This is Psak. Effectively, there's always a question in the Dinim of Zeya, if I'm choshesh that what went up is going to come back down. If you look over here in the Dago Merivava, right? Dago Merivava, right? So the Dago Merivava writes that in a situation that the cholov in the machvas goes up and shrafes up the flesh pot on top, zok the Dago Merivava, v'gam ha-machvas ne'esra, shazeya ne'esra v'esrasa. No? In other words, the Dago Merivava tainas, then the Zeya goes up, comes back down. There is a line in the Prima Gadim, where the Prima Gadim is nachoshesh that it goes up and comes back down. Rav Schachter is saying that I am choshesh, that what went up will come back down if we're talking about Hevel. If we're talking about Zeya, it won't. In fact, in the end of the Tshuvas HaRosh, Klal Chaf Simin Chaf Vav, the Rosh has a suffix that maybe a boiling pot is not metabol any Zeya. Right? When something is hot, the Zeya gets evaporated and gone. And I think Inenu HaRoos, that's what happens. In the regular oven, if you have very thick steam, it's mamish gunk. It's like, right? So then what went up will come down. But Zakhtar of Shechter, I don't have to be Choshesh for that, right? If it's just Zeya. Only if it's Hevel, that'd be Choshesh that went up. Came down. There is, however, another mahalach over here, which is based on the Imre Baruch, not Rabbi Simon, the Imre Baruch in his Ha'aros on the Dago Merivava, which are printed in the back of my Yerideah. I'm printing your Yerideah also. In my Yerideah, on page Reis Samach Aleph, in the back of the Yerideah, the Imre Baruch says the following chiddush. He says, Nira Be'enai. It's actually a brilliant answer. You see, Reb Fivel Cohen pointed out in the Badei HaShulchan that the whole cheshbon of the Bach, that we compare Zeya to Recha, and if there's an escape hatch, if there's a vent, there's no concern. He says it's beferish against the Ramah. Because the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshin, they're talking about that I hang some meat on top of the oven. Obviously, there's an escape hatch, and you're still Cheshish, right? Zuck the Imre Baruch on the Chavis Das. You know what? Ordinarily, when it's a contained area, what goes up is going to come back down. But when there's a vent, so I'm not Cheshish that what went up is going to come back down. That's the cheshbon of the Imre Baruch on the Chavis Das. No? The Imre Baruch on the Dago Merivava. There's Imre Baruch Ha'ar on the Dago Merivava. Im Kenem HaDevarim, and I think this is what Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zichrono Levracha, meant to Paskin like, if it's a vented oven, I'm going to be makel to use the oven for milchiks right after fleishiks. But not because I hold like the Bach. Because Lemaisa, you read the Bach only holds of the Bach when it's a suffix if it's Yad Soledes. Rather, the reason why is because the Imre Baruch. The reason why is because I don't have to worry that what went up is going to come back down when it's a vented thing. Once there's a vent, I'm not choshesh that what went up will come back down. These are some of the dinim of Zeya. These are some of the dinim of Zeya that we wanted to mention. But Lemaisa, the Velt, says Rav Schachter differently than what I think Rav Schachter really holds in terms of the ovens. Yeah?
If you're Rav Schachter and the Imre Baruch, can the oven still be hot?
So according to Rav Shet, the oven shouldn't still be hot anymore, because if the oven is still hot, he proves some gemaras and psachim, that's considered a reicha shayla. If the oven never cooled down between cooking milchiks and cooking fleishiks, so then that's like the cooking consecutive. Okay, it's going simultaneously, right? Okay. Fine. So these are some of the ha'aros that we wanted to make. Any other questions about you? So if you only cook cheesecake, how do you make cheesecake in your oven? The kavod, the yantar v'shavuos habalein olatayva. Most of us have ovens which are fleishik. How do you make cheesecake? According to Rav Shechtling, not a problem, no? Make cheesecake. According to Rav Aaron, wait 24 hours after fleishiks, make cheesecake, or you kosher it in between. According to Rav Moshe, cover your cheesecake. Apparently, if you'd ask your wife about covering cheesecake, she'll tell you that it probably doesn't work. Cheesecake has to be baked open. So covering, no, get a separate oven if you want to make cheesecake. Right? According to Rav Moshe, no? Get a separate oven. According to Rav Feivel, always use a separate oven. Right? That's basically the discussion of cheesecake making for the Yantav Shavuos. By the way, in Sadi Beis Siftes, there is another discussion, Ayin, Shach, Prima Godem, and the beginning of the Taz, about Iroi Shenifzak HaKiluach, and Iroi Shenizchav Shenifzak HaKiluach. The Trumas HaDeshen is Mechalek between a drop from a candle and a drop from a dish of boiling chalev. If it's a dish of boiling chalev, you need Hagala Bakulai. If it's a candle, you only need Greda. What exactly Greda means, etc. We don't have time to go into it, but there is a lot of relevance, as the Shach over here points out, for the dinim of Iroi, Shenifsak, and Shalom Nifsak Hakilua that we've already discussed. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, Tzadi Gimel. Have a good day.